This is North Shore Today for Monday, November 7, 2016. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com. If two city councilors get their way, construction of apartment buildings in West Lynn will be a lot more difficult. Jay Walsh, a Ward 7 city councilor, is quoted as saying, "We're trying to maintain the integrity of our neighborhood." On Tuesday, November 29, the planning board in Lynn will hold a public hearing to consider a controversial zoning change that would limit new home construction to one- or two-family dwellings. If approved, developers would be required to seek approval from the city council for anything larger. But the proposal is expected to face opposition from developers who say the plan would halt multifamily home building in West Lynn at a time when demand is strong and the city's revitalization is underway. Water is flowing again in the Ipswich River, but water restrictions and advisories remain. Bill Newell has the story.
With the hot, dry summer months long since past, the Ipswich River is flowing again. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, but there's still a long way to go before the river makes up for the lack of rainfall over the past few months. A couple of decent rainstorms over the last few weeks have definitely helped, according to Wayne Castigay, executive director for the Ipswich River Wildshed Association. And with the exception of Ipswich, most cities and towns in the area have lifted their water bans but are still urging residents to conserve. Quote, "We're still well below normal where we should be this time of year," Castigay added, saying that the groundwater is at historic lows. Though multiple towns have lifted their water bans, Ipswich remains in a drought emergency. No outdoor watering, and the town is requesting residents to conserve water indoors. Multiple towns have lifted their water bans. Wenham lifted their ban on October 31, though the town reminded residents in a statement that the region remains in a drought warning. Hamilton's ban expired November 1, but town officials also advise continued conservation. Danvers remains at level 5 drought conditions, and residents are still urged to only use handheld devices for outdoor watering between 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports. Rick?
Very good, Bill. Thank you. Ethan Foreman writes in the Salem News, the bustling High Street corridor in Danvers between Route 35, Route 128 interchange, and Webb Street is a mix of businesses and homes, but town planners think it could be something more. They're planning a site walk on Saturday, November 12, from 10 a.m. to noon to scope out the area. The site walk will start at the Daily Harvest Cafe at 103 High Street. This stretch of Route 35 adjacent to the downtown is actually zoned for industrial uses, but includes, among other things, a Dunkin' Donuts, the Daily Harvest Cafe, and other eateries. There's a Salem 5 Bank, a Walgreens, a McDonald's, Merchants Liquor Mart, a laundromat, at least three gas stations, a box manufacturer, real estate office, a GMC dealership, and more. Tucked behind the businesses on one side of High Street are a machine shop and a mechanical services company. The town plans to locate a Department of Public Works facility for its water, sewer, and engineering divisions at 7 Canal Street, in a former sheet metal fabrication shop at the end of a side street off High Street. To come up with a plan for the area, the planning department has won a $20,000 grant. The Metropolitan Area Planning Commission is acting as a consultant to help come up with new zoning options and guidelines in the town of Danvers. With Election Day tomorrow, voters in the Essex 9th District will be selecting a state representative. Last week, in a Lynn item-sponsored debate, incumbent Donald Wong faced off against challenger Jennifer Migliori. Here are their closing statements to voters. State Representative Donald Wong.
"You have a choice in this election. In making that choice, please consider my opponent's background. My opponent now resides in Saugus, but for 8 years she was away at private school. While she was in college, I was advocating for bills to improve public education, public safety, and their infrastructure. My opponent has worked for less than a year as a government staffer. I have served my community in town government for 6 years and my district in state government for 6 years. My opponent has no experience in any budget other than her own. I pay taxes and I balance personal, business, and government budgets. My opponent's youth and inexperience should concern you. I have a track record of proven leadership, legislative accomplishment, and fiscal responsibility. I have a 100% voting record at the State House. I am a three-term member of the powerful Joint Ways and Means Committee. I cross party lines for the best result. As a son, husband, father, grandfather, I know the challenges of this generation. My opponent boasts that she lives in Saugus for 24 years. I live and work in Saugus for over 40, and the family business for over 60. Clearly, my opponent has spent more time attacking my record than reading it. The truth is, I voted to support maintenance funding for our departments, boards, and commission, as well as the fiscal year 2017 state budget. This budget supplies critical dollars for public education, public safety, and the infrastructure projects in Saugus, Wakefield, and Lynn. While my opponent has no record to speak of, my record is impressive. Voters deserve facts, not fiction. My goal tonight is to tell voters the fact that unlike my opponent, I am running to do a job and not to get a job. Thank you.
That is State Representative Donald Wong, and now challenger Jennifer Migliore's closing statement.
I am running to get things done, to be an effective state representative, and to improve the quality of life for every person and every family in my district. If I thought Donald was effective, I wouldn't be running. But I look at my district, and I know in my heart that we can do better. My new vision for the 9th Essex District includes better transportation and infrastructure. By starting and finishing the Copeland Circle project, the Walnut Street overpass, the Belden Bly Bridge, and repaving Linfield Street, I want to see the beautification and revitalization of Route 1 with good-paying, family-sustaining jobs. In my vision, I see better schools with all-day free kindergarten and expanded pre-kindergarten, and new high schools for Saugus and Wakefield and a new middle school in Lynn. And in my vision, I see a better quality of life. By advocating for the Rails to Trails project in Wakefield, protecting Breakheart Reservation, Ling Woods, and Lake Quanapowick. And finally, fighting against the proposed expansion for the Wheelabrator Ash Landfill. So to preserve and protect our Saugus River watershed. We have a lot of work to do, and that's why I'm running for you. This seat belongs to the people of the 9th Essex District, and we no longer can be satisfied with a status quo politician who in his last 2 minutes chooses to attack me. Donald is overextended, juggling his business and his duties as state rep, and as a result, our district has suffered. I will be a fierce, bold, full-time state representative who proactively fights for the people of the 9th.
And that is Jennifer Migliore. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.